Welcome. July, mid-July SB Pod. Stanford Steve sporting an absolutely monumental Fu Manchu. That has, we just came back from Idaho, written all over it, big boy.
Sure does. Good to see you punching in on a Wednesday in the middle of July.
You know, we're here for the people. Well, look, let's be honest what we're here for. We're here for Gordo because it's double hammer time. Stop. Double hammer time coming. We'll get to Gordo here in a minute. I wanted to start by saying just a real quick thanks to the Orioles. Lila and I, my daughter, went up for our annual Father's Day trip. And they're incredible hosts. They're very, very gracious. And we got a chance to go by and say hello to some of the guys, talk to Brandon Hyde.
Nice.
Lila told me last night we got home. It was actually very funny because she's, you know, she smiled and said, was polite and talked. And when we got back home last night, she said, I was terrified when we were in the clubhouse talking to those players. I said, why? She's like, I don't know. Like, why weren't you terrified? I said, they're just people. They're just, she's like, I was terrified. I just kept smiling and trying not to do anything wrong. I said, you were polite. You were smiled and you answered questions. You were great. She was under the impression, Steve, that if we went to the Orioles game, they didn't lose because she had never seen them lose. Well, the Dodgers gave them a dose last night.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, but I figured she got to, you know what, though? She got the feeling for early. You know, yeah. You don't want that streak going 10 years and she doesn't know what a loss feels like. You got to get that one out of the way.
Especially,
you know,
with baseball. You're going to lose some games.
Yeah.
You're going to lose some games. So they lost last night. But regardless, it's just it's a really cool deal. And that's our Father's Day deal from three. We've gone three straight summers, just me and her. And it's you know, cool daddy-daughter time. So thank you to the Orioles. As we talk on a Wednesday, they got a little day game going. See if they can get on the board here in the series against the Dodgers. But we've been enjoying the heck out of the Orioles. It's great fun to be reminded of how much fun it is to have a baseball team that's in the mix. And obviously they weren't for a number of years. And you kept hearing that the youngsters were coming. Well, they're here. And there are more of them to come. And was texting with our guy Passan. By the way, how about Passan? I broke my back. Spinal. You might not even have heard this out in Idaho. The guy had a tree limb fall on his back. He broke a vertebrae in his back.
Oh, I was texting.
No joke.
I was texting him last night because I was watching Otani. I didn't know. I feel awful now. I'm texting him and because Otani leads the league in triples now. And I sent him the list. The all-time, Scott, this would be a great thing next pod. All-time single season leaders for triples in a season. It's like 120 guys have hit 20 or more, and right. They're all from the 1890s. The names are unbelievable. Like, but I just, you know, kicking around, Otani has seven. He would be like
soup can Medford.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Cigar nose Johnson.
And it makes sense because I just was like, you know, last night set the record, some kind of record for so many runs team scored or so many teams scored double digits. And the last three instances were in 1894. And that's the year these guys were hitting triples like anything. And I'm like, what are they just playing in like Yellowstone Park out there and no walls or anything? So, I feel bad for passing my back.
Yeah, man. He says he's going to be all right. But I mean, for the moment, the dude's got a broken back. Hashtag spinal.
Dang.
But at some point, I think I was watching the Orioles sweep the Marlins, and I was like, these guys are good. I mean, they're not fun good. They're good, good.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of, I'm happy for them. You know, I started saying, I'm happy for Orioles fans. I'm happy for Hyde. I'm happy for Mullins and Hayes and Mountcastle. And there's a bunch of guys that have been through those years where they just lost a zillion games. They got a chance to be in the, you know, in the playoffs, and who knows? It's a ways to go from now until then, but, so we got that. We got the big par three tournament coming up this weekend. Yeah.
I'll just say this. It's your weekend. It's your guys. I've become sort of a part of it. But the shit talking amongst you guys, everybody has their group of trash talking and that in their group of friends. But you guys are next level. Like, it is like there's no limit to the place of one of these guys will take a joke to. And it's just it's fantastic to see. It's only amped up every year since I've been coming. And I can't imagine how many. I mean, this is over 20 years, right? You guys been doing it?
More than that.
Yeah. You guys are all are old. I'll leave that out of it. But the fire, the tenacity, the updates, what guys are doing to get ready. I can't wait to see it all play out this weekend. So I got your back, though. A lot of people are, you know, like to take shots and stuff like that. I'm actually predicting you're going to win.
Got a putt.
Yeah.
Got a putt.
It's all mental. It's all mental.
Always comes down to putts. I'm not a mental giant when it, out there.
Out there amongst those mental midgets, you are.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. But the beauty of the annual weekend with the par three is that it coincides with the Open Championship, and I love it, but I don't because I'm a night owl.
Yeah,
as you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm awake and then it's like if I'm awake when they tee off, then I got to watch some. Mm-hmm. Then it's like you got to punt at some point. You got to catch some Z's and then you do when you wake up and inevitably it's some swinger from Austria that no one's ever heard of.
He's got a beret on.
Is that man wearing a tam o' shanter? No, it's a beret, actually, is what it is. No, it's a fez. He's wearing a fez and he's 7 under through 11. You just never know who. And I've been on the call when it's guy. There was one year with this dude, SK Ho. It's like, who is SK Ho?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but he's leading the Open. And that inevitably happens. So when Gordo, who's going to join us here, standing by waiting in the wings, firing back suds. I look up and see the Zoom window and he's pounded a beer.
He just got off the course. He's ready to go.
Exactly right. Inevitably, your FRLs are absolute potluck. It's like a Powerball ticket. Speaking of which, #$1 billion. Good luck to everybody.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to win it.
Yeah, sure.
Mega's like 700 and something. I'm not a daily or even weekly lottery player, but you get to this kind of number and it's hard not to try to find that liquor store that looks like the one, right? You're like, grocery store.
You've done this your whole life.
Some bootleg speakeasy where they might sell vape equipment, generators, and who knows what else, and lottery tickets. Like, that's the one right there.
Dirty ass plexiglass in front of the machine. You don't even know it's there. Oh, you got Megas? Give me that one.
But if you get an FRL from the Open, you're Powerball territory because that's hard to figure out. 20 seconds, actually a minute, actually as long as you want. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Yeah. Give me the scouting report. You're out there with your boys trip, which is a different level. Yours is more bonding and more spiritual. Let's talk. I think.
Oh, there's a lot of talk.
Okay. Well, how was it?
It? Absolutely incredible. We've tried to get there. We had, you know, we pick a spot in the different part of the country every year and this group gets together still. It's just an awesome experience. It stemmed from my roommate from college, Pete Sauer, that passed away. He started the trip and we've continued it. It's just really cool to get out and see some places. And I have an announcement to make. I know people have done this before, whether it's mountains or parts of the area. I have a lake power rankings in the country and Coeur d'Alene is number one now. Number one lake in the country that I have been to.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
I've been to all the Great Lakes.
Have you?
Great. Yeah.
Don't make me start singing Gordon Lightfoot about the.
No.
Does anyone know where the love of God goes?
No. Upper Peninsula. We did Superior. We've done Michigan. We've done Montana, Flathead, Tahoe, the whole thing. So Coeur d'Alene is, I mean, and the golf up there, Scott, like it's, I mean, you want to talk about a swinger fest. You, these are guys that are in your tax bracket when we're talking about old former athletes at Old Gazer Ranch. They also have the Coeur d'Alene Resort, which has the Island Green, which was something just to see, went out and had lunch and just watched people wait. You take a boat out to the green to putt. It's just magnificent. It as picturesque as it could be, quiet, clean. The lake is tremendous. It's not as deep as Tahoe. That's why it's warmer. So it was absolutely fantastic. And shout out to all the people in Coeur d'Alene that took care of us. It lived up to all the hype. I was expecting a lot from talking to people, and it not very much. The things live up to us anymore. Wow. Coeur d'Alene exceeded expectations.
I need people to understand, like, looking at a guy who just came back from Idaho with his cap on and his absolute monster Fu Manchu. Is that going to be are we staying with that?
No.
I think you should.
No.
You look like you're part of a country tour. I don't know if you're opening. You look like you're closing. Let who are the big stars? Morgan Wallen. Let him open for you.
Nah.
Huh?
No. I don't got those goods. Don't got those goods.
So. You look like you're on the
it's being off for a couple days. Why do I got to shave? I don't have to shave and be next to you. Nice clean cut, bald guy. So hey, I'm not shaving.
All right, don't. It's summertime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
One more major left. Ladies and gentlemen, we've made you wait long enough. Because nobody cares about my guy's weekend playing par 3 golf. They don't care about your lake power rankings. But they want to know what time it is. And it's double hammer time. Ladies and gentlemen, he's America's favorite golf capper. Gordo is back. How are you, pal?
We are good. How's everybody feeling?
I'm great, Gordo. I just want to let you know that you have taken a tier in the podcast world, especially the SV pod, where you solo have gotten Scott to show up for a pod in the middle of July, and it's just because we want double hammer and the picks and the
that's a fact.
It is a fact.
I would have just ignored the text. I would have lied and said I didn't have Wi-Fi. I would have said we had 18 meetings about our house, which we do. I just came from Chantilly, Virginia. You don't know what that means. I was on highways and toll roads and whatever, and I'm driving 100 to get back home because we got to get to Gordo.
We got
to
get this out. We got 1:30 a.m. Eastern tea times.
Yeah, people need. Have you tweeted it yet?
Oh yeah,
it's out.
Oh, I thought we were like the big reveal. All right, well, it's out. I haven't seen it yet because I've been too busy trying to figure out what kind of poles to put on the cabinet in the guest bedroom for our house that caught fire at the first major of the year. Now it's the last major of the year. Sorry, Gordo. Get 1 to 10, reckless at the PGA. What was the name of that bar we were at?
The Pittsburgh Pub.
Pittsburgh Pub. You let us know there's recklessness was coming. 1 to 10. 10 being absolute mayhem in a sidecar doing wheelies. Where are we?
So if Pittsburgh Pub was a 10, The thing about all the double hammers hitting in the successive weeks is that it's enabled us to remain out of 10.
Love that.
All right.
Love that.
It's all on the line.
You didn't have to get advanced in summer checks?
No, because okay. Shane Lowry turned that advance into 3 advances.
Got it. FRLs.
All right. Here's the thing about the FRLs. And while Scott is not wrong, I will say this. In the last 10 years, every leader or co-leader at the Open, top 60 in the world.
Wow. Wow.
Very surprising considering from like 2003 to 2011, there was a total crapshoot.
Mm. Hold that. At some point this morning, 5 a.m. Eastern time, or maybe it could be later in the day, at some point, some swinger that even you are like, wait, let me check what tour this person plays on will be atop the leaderboard. Might not finish there, but Thursday at the Open is the day for it's an Open for the world, and there will be names in the mix Thursday that we might not know. But that's a great nugget because I would have lost that bet. I'm shocked to hear that news.
JB Holmes in 2019 had the lowest world ranking of any FRL at the Open over the last 10 years. And he was 55th 2019, which is surprising that he was even that good in 2019. He shot 66. And the other thing is, it's only going to be one guy because in the last 10 years, there's only been a co-lead, an 18-hole co-lead at the Open once. It's been all outright the other 9. Okay. Which I find surprising as well.
I saw it. I heard Tirico also mention in the last 30, we've had one playoff in the last 30 or 31 majors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts.
Yeah. It's crazy. But first of all, there are at least like 30 guys in this field that I have never even smelt in my life.
There we go. Fire out a couple names. Just give us a couple.
Come on.
Okay. Martin Rauher.
Not okay. Familiar.
He's at 10:53 a.m. with the new Tiger Christensen. Mm. How about Hayden Barron?
Where's he from?
He is New Zealand, Australian. I'm not great with flags, but
not a big flag guy.
One of those.
Hayden spelled H-A-Y-D-N. No vowel between the D and the N.
That's fine.
Okay.
I could.
He's
go
from parts unknown. He's parts unknown.
I don't know
unknown.
Who these guys are, and that's a little troubling because I mean, like when I put the full field out, I don't print things usually, but I printed the whole field and did the whole assessment, and there's so many guys I've never heard of, which is, I mean, unusual, obviously, but that's the Open for you. It's different. They have different sets of qualifying, and that'll get your Taiga Semikawas in the field.
Sure.
Okay.
And one of those guys is going to be, like Scott said, 6-under through 8.
Yeah.
When I wake up at 6:15.
Yeah. But don't worry. They're not going to be leading at the end of the first round. You've zeroed in on how many FRLs.
We got 6-piece. We have 6-piece.
6-piece nugget. First round leaders. 6-piece
nug.
Value meal.
No sauce.
Okay. Go.
All right. Name them.
All right. Well, I mean, these are guys you've heard of. I was talking up Colin in front of the U.S. Open. He was 40-1 outright. He's 40-1 FRL, 30-1 outright.
Okay.
I do like Colin this week. He played really well at LACC. And from what I've heard about the course, it's going to be a pretty tough driving venue.
So I've been there. I'll talk about that in a little bit later. I have blind spots when it comes to venues over there. I'm like, I was there, but what do I know about it? I'll get to that. Perfect. It is tough driving though. Bunkers, pot bunkers, got to avoid them.
And on the side, in on course out of bounds, which is new, I think.
Yeah, the OB on 18 is a little egregious. It's like a foot and a half right of the rough. But you know what? Don't hit it right. I mean, you know it's there. Don't hit it right. How about that?
Exactly. So we're on column 40-1, which is a good number. He's late. He's late tee time. But I think we talked about this in my first appearance back in Oak Hill, was you don't want to bow down to the weather forecast too much because anything can change. So I'm not going to be too concerned with maybe some more wind in the afternoon. I'm taking Colin 40-1. Other 40-1 guy is Fleetwood, who I
love it.
There's not, I don't got to sell you two on Fleetwood.
No. He started even par last week at the Genesis Scottish Open, and then had a in the middle two rounds there. I thought we had a winner there. Took a little nibble on him. Thought he might get it to the post. He did not on Sunday, but and he started slowly last week. I could see him roaring out of the gates. I like that.
So those are the two 40s, and that's it for that 65-1 or shorter range. Because
now you just start throwing Hail Marys now, right?
No, this isn't a Hail. I do have one Hail Mary, but these are just deep posts.
Go.
Okay.
Cover two deep posts, maybe a little play action. Rush the ball twice, right? It's third and three.
I don't know. Well,
Steve knows the
chunk plays.
Yeah.
Another guy who almost won last week is 75-1 FRL Caesar Sportsbook right now. Who almost won last week?
Terrell Hatton.
No, his odds have to be shorter.
Yeah. Right continent, wrong country.
Oh, wait. Who almost won last week? Bob McIntyre.
Bang.
Ooh.
Bobby Mack is 75-1. He's got an early tee time, and he's played really well the last 2 weeks.
I thought Bob.
Runner up.
He shot on 18. He should have won. And Rory mm-hmm. just rolled in two. It's like, how about that? The dude wins like, sorry.
Seriously. Ain't no sorries this week.
Nah. But I mean, McIntyre got and there's a different roar in the UK for their guys, and they love Rory. They wanted him to win last year at St. Andrews.
Oh. But
Rory was on his own Sunday. They wanted Big Bob to win, and when Rory won, like he finishes birdie and an absolute maelstrom of wind. And I mean, he got applause, but people wanted Bob to win. He didn't. But he might win you a little FRL. 75-1 is the get back there?
75-1 at Caesar Sportsbook right now for FRL. He's got an early tee time, like I said. He's also made the cut in 10 of his 11 majors. He's still young. He's only 26. He's got a sixth, an eighth, and a 34th in his career at the Open. And I'm a little surprised he's that high. Obviously, it's an elite field, but that could be that's a big number on this guy.
Okay.
And I don't know, maybe he's not coping with the loss. Who knows? He could shoot 76, right?
That's not factored in. No one cares.
Nobody knows.
Who else?
Okay, so those are the three that I think have the highest potential. And then we got two 80s. Russell Henley, he's in the second group. You never
pick him every week. It's somewhere. It's fine.
He could go
Flusher. Flusher.
Crazy. Siwoo Kim, 80-1.
Like Siwoo. Some of the Siwoo metrics Kim. Out there. We got some other guys that are on. They're tailing old Siwoo this week.
I've seen Siwoo Kim floating around in the space of the touts. And it was a little bit of a premonition here. We could be looking at a 65 Siwoo Kim Thursday.
All right.
80-1. 80-1. He's a good player.
We're sprinkling here. We're sprinkling, folks.
He's a former double hammer podium finisher. So
he did get you double hammer at Memorial, didn't he?
He did. Look at you.
All right. So is that the six or was that five?
That was five. And then I said his name earlier. There's a 19-year-old. His name is Tiger. He's from Germany. He plays at Arizona State. He transferred from Oklahoma State to Arizona State, which I'm still looking into. But anyways.
Transfer portal, NIL, illegal inducements.
Raringolf. 400.
No one's suggesting that, by the way.
The German Tiger Christensen. He got his spot shooting 66, 68 in the Open qualifier. Who knows, man? Young Tom Lewis did it in 2011. As you said, I think a couple pods ago, Henny Otto, 2003. His name's Tiger.
Why not? Okay. So that
400.
You also have Brian Harman, right?
You'll never see me again if it happens.
Do you have Brian Harman FRL?
I don't have Brian Harman FRL, but I'm playing him in every single DraftKings lineup. He's a good play.
Okay.
Well, he's on your tweet for FRL.
Is he?
Yeah.
Where's Tiger?
Not on there.
Apologies.
Okay. Well,
this is just where this is what take this is what smart touts do. Tweet one thing, then come on the pod and get something else.
Now you've got it. Style.
You've got it covered.
I tweeted out Tiger. You're right. I tweet out Tiger Christensen, but he's not on the card. But
got it.
All right, so our FRLs are that.
Top 20s. Let's pick up the pace.
Yeah, people don't have all day, Gordo.
We know. I want to know who Scott has top 20s. My top 20s don't matter. Only one thing matters.
Double hammer.
Although we're not Irish this week. We're Norwegian.
I see four top 20s listed. One of them has two hammers next to it on your Twitter feed. Let's go with the three top 20s before the double hammer. This is chalky, but I like it.
It is chalky, I know, which doesn't seem, you know, whatever. It's not like this is not it's not the sexiest card. We got Fleetwood plus 115, like we talked about. Spieth is plus 130. He dominates this event. He's been spraying the ball like crazy, so that's why I'm not betting him to win. But you're getting plus 130 on Jordan Spieth, top 20. That was in double hammer consideration. It was between Jordan Spieth plus 130, Brooks Koepka minus 110. Brooks has been great. The playing on LIV doesn't allow the same access to sort of advanced statistics, which sort of stinks. So that's why I didn't feel comfortable going with him. And everything's on the line. All the hammers have been rolled over into this week.
Whoa.
There's a lot of exposure here. It's going to be a very sweaty week.
And you won't be able to get out there and follow this guy on Sunday to root him home the way you were at Oak Hill.
That was a big intangible because not a lot of other people were following Xander when he was T29 on 13 fairway.
But you were there. Your eyes were trained, and he could feel the longing.
He could feel it. Austin, his caddy, could feel it.
Yep. This guy's not going to be able to feel it. Give him the double hammer, Gordo.
Victor Hovland, top 20 finish. Plus 105 DraftKings. Well, right now it's plus 110.
Get it now because that line's going to move. You're a
line mover. Somebody get, you know what? I had bang, bang my own. Somebody give me the Breen, the double bang that Breen gave on Curry's at OKC. Play it.
Bang! Bang!
That's what happens when there are two hammers. One bang, then another bang. Hovland, top 20.
Bang! Bang!
I love him. Look, there's about 12 boxes to check before you can be in double hammer consideration. I won't go through them all, but there's a lot that goes into it.
Okay.
The regular stuff you would think, recent form, last 2 weeks, 2 months, two fiscal quarters, event form, course fit, all this stuff. I love him. He's also one of my four picks to win. I love him enough to put it all on the line that he will finish 20th or better at Royal Liverpool this week.
He started poorly last week as well, but then came flying home in the next three. I think just a lot of guys last week, you're just trying to draft. You're just trying to draft and get yourself in position. Like Tiger used to say, try to get yourself trending in the right direction so you can play your best when, you know, as if that's just something you decide to wake up and do tomorrow morning. And you can't. You'd love to be able to.
You got to do it tonight. Get it in.
I that. So those are the – wait, did we give the other 20s? Or did I jump the gun?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Okay. And then so our winners are Hovland's one.
Fleetwood's another, and Morikawa. So we got Hovland 18, Fleetwood 28, Morikawa 30. And then to round out the card, you pretty much have to think about which of the top five favorites you're gonna get behind, whether it's Rory, Scotty, Rahm, or Cam Smith.
Isn't Scheffler bound to have a week where he just makes everything he looks at and wins by 100? It's going to happen. Like, because statistically, and you know this better than I, because you crunch this, he's got no peer from tee to green. And it's not that he's a horrible putter. He's not. But if he puts better than average to good, he wins easy. And if he puts great, he wins by 10.
if he hits the ball the way he's been hitting the ball for the last 10 and a half months, yes, which seems like a pretty safe bet.
Right.
But yeah, Scheffler, couple things on him. The difference between he and Patrick Cantlay, who's second in tee to green over the last 6 months, is the same between Cantlay and the 36th guy.
Wow.
So to Scott's point, like there's no, it's just, he's the best at hitting the golf ball by dozens of miles, which is mostly the name of the game, is hitting the golf ball from tee to green. And he's by far the best. So but it was you, very but
you
hard
didn't,
for me
you didn't pick him for a reason. What's the reason?
I don't know enough about his performance on links courses. There's a lot of information out there, and he hasn't played that many tournaments on links courses. And I know that others in that region, which is Rory, Cam Smith, and John Rahm, have. And I could make the case for Scheffler. So look, seven straight top fives. Tiger had six of those streaks. Rory had one of those streaks, and that's it in the last 40 years.
Wow.
Seven straight top fives. I mean, so, I don't blame you, but
bonus top five pick on Scheffler, because that's sort of a given the way he's playing. But you picked a different man to win. Who's who?
I picked Rory McIlroy. This is the site of his third major championship in 2014, albeit a couple different holes are different. I'm backing Rory at 6-1. I would understand if you went Cam Smith. I'd understand if you went Scheffler. Rory just hit two of the best shots, I think, of his entire career at the Scottish Open. I don't know if you could see it because it was early and tough to see, tough to find, but I'm banking on him being totally mentally clear.
He should be. It's house money. He's won here. He won last week. So everything's trended that way. So in review, the first round leaders were Morikawa, Fleetwood, Bob McIntyre, Siwoo, Henley, and Harmon, and also Tiger, the German Tiger.
Thank you.
Bonus content. Top 20s, Koepka, Fleetwood, Spieth, Double Hammer, Hovland.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters. I mean, that's
your winners, Morikawa, Fleetwood, Hovland, and Rory. I would give you some intel on Hoylake.
Please.
If I could remember it. I have a bit of a blind spot when it comes to this. I can give you the great quote. Blown upon by mighty winds, breeder of mighty champions. Darwin wrote that.
Oh.
Hagen, Jones, Thompson, DiVincenzo, Woods, Rory. I mean, there's been some great winners here through the years. I have to admit, Steve gave you his power rankings earlier on lakes, everyone.
Yeah.
He has Coeur d'Alene number one now.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the power rankings of the Rota, it's St. Andrews is St. Andrews. There's nothing close. Nothing. The old Grey Tune, as they call it, is just legendary. If I close my eyes, I can feel what it feels like on 1 and 18. I can hear the sound of the seagulls. You can smell the salt air. It's magic. I love Troon. I'll always love Troon. It was the first Open I ever covered. Justin Leonard was the winner there in 97. Jesper Parnevik was wearing purple pants, had the lead, and didn't get there.
You had hair, no glasses.
Both true. Both true. Pleated pants, buttoned on the top shirt, made out of burlap to the top button. That was my go-to look at the time. Muirfield, love. Love Muirfield. Fantastic golf course. Then it gets a little hazy. You got your Royals. You got your Lytham St. Anne's. You got your this one. You got your that one. And I got like, wait, which is the one in Blackpool? That's an interesting place. Mm. They get hazy. And Liverpool, Hoylake, this one's hazy for me. I don't remember it well enough to remember specific things. And that always bothers me. And it just speaks to two things. A, I'm old and feeble, or B, you just go to so many of these.
Yeah.
That it's just, maybe it's like venues, right? You're like, maybe not. Like, okay, how's the Swamp different from Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge, which is different than Tiger Stadium in Clemson, which is different than the Horseshoe, which is different than the Big House, which is different than Norman or Autzen or whatever. I mean,
at least you have colors at those places. This one, I was just going to say that.
And fight songs. You remember fight songs, and you remember, and maybe you remember, oh, there was that. We went to walk-ons afterwards, or we went to this, or we went to that. It's a weird deal going over there because the TV's off. You can't figure. There's BBC One, BBC Two, BBC Three. There's cricket on all over the damn place. I don't know what I'm watching. I can't. I don't know what's going on. The food situation's dire.
Diet Coke?
Not correct. It's Coke Light. Doesn't taste the same. Now, you'll drink it in a pinch, but it's just, I feel like the whole thing's off. So I was racking my brain, and I'm trying to remember. What do I remember about Hoylake? I remember one morning on a long par four, and there's one guy behind the tee, and someone tees off, and you hear, "Get in the hole!" And I just paused for a moment, and I just said, "That's pretty ambitious. This hole's 480 yards long." And I think Tirico and Curtis and everybody kind of chuckled. It was probably like 4 in the morning, East Coast time. It was raining. And I remember that when it comes to Hoylake. And I remember how cool the finishing hole is, the way it's framed. It's an amphitheater. But there's nothing like the Open. It's my favorite major championship.
Wow. And
people go, whoa, whoa.
That is a wow. That we debated that on the golf course today. Where does this rank?
It's number one for me, and here's why.
Huh.
Augusta National is my favorite place to go. There's nothing like it. The Open Championship is the greatest major, and here's why. They invented the game. They've played for the claret jug longer than any other trophy in the game. I want you to imagine a football game that they play in Scotland or Ireland or England, and they tell us it means more than the Super Bowl. And we go, you silly guys. Huh? No. They invented it. They played for this trophy longer than any other. It's truly a world open. I've been lucky enough to be driving there on a week ahead. You get there on the Sunday ahead of it, and you're driving through some countryside, and there is a golf course packed with people, and they're watching open qualifying. Mm. And some swinger is out there on the golf course who could be playing on Thursday in the Open.
The German Tiger.
And there's something that is sincerely pure about that. And I get it if you don't get it. I'm just telling you, if you saw it, and you saw it enough that it gets hazy because you can't remember them all as clearly as you wish you could, I think you'd nod and you'd understand what I'm talking about. I totally understand people that dismiss it, and they're like, they're playing in a cow pasture and there's pot bunkers and it doesn't make any damn sense. Okay, you can say that, but there's a purity to it. And I just go back to what I said to start. They invented it. They played for it longer than any other. Sometimes as Americans, you can just take a step back, tip your cap and say, gotcha. Tee is yours, right? We'll give you the honor here. And that's how I've always felt about it. The Open. And I know what I'll do. I'm going to stay up late, and then I'm going to regret it. And then I'll get up early on no sleep, and I'll be watching, and I'll be rooting for Hovland.
What time's your alarm Thursday morning?
We're not going to bed. 1:30, Peacock. I'll be up.
Love it.
Hold on a second here. I got to let my dog out. Give me a second. I think Red might be ready to poop. Poop update. No poop. He saw chipmunk.
Oh.
He was agitated. I'm like, you know what? I'd rather have him go chase a chipmunk
and there you go.
Take a dump on the rug in this house we're staying in that isn't our house. But that there's no on it. I mean, I'll watch late and then I'll just get up early. I love it. I love, love, love it. For those that never heard the story, shout out to Sam Torrance. Watching the BBC one morning, like 7 a.m. local. I think Sam might have been taking a wee nap in the commentary box, There's a tee shot. It's like raining. You just hear the pitter patter of the rain. It was very hypnotic. Tee shot's hit, lands on the green. Sam Torrance says, "Oh, that's useful." All he said, "Oh, that's useful." I don't know if it was useful or not, but it.
How many years ago?
20. Had to be.
You still use it. It's your go-to.
It's a tip of the cap to Sam Torrance.
Oh.
I don't do catchphrases. The only catchphrase I have left. Useful. Useful shot, that. Not lad. Not useful shot, lad. When no. People send it on Twitter. Useful shot, that.
There you
useful
go.
Shot, that. All right, that's useful. Hope this pod was. You got anything else, Gordo?
I got a quick trivia question for you, Scott.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how you can decline. Our boy, our FRL long shot, Tiger Christensen.
Yeah.
He just got me thinking, how many major champions have been the only player to ever compete in a major with his first name? With his playing first name. Obviously, Tiger's birth name isn't Tiger. But his playing name is Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there's seven or eight guys since 2000, seven or eight major champions since 2000, who are the only player to ever play in a major with their first name. Tiger was one of them.
Right.
He is no longer. Uh-huh. How many can you name in the next 90 seconds?
Henrik.
Three other Henriks?
Ernie
is a great guess, but he's not on my list, and I'm assuming that's because there's another Ernie.
Todd.
There's several Todds.
Okay.
Cameron.
There was another Cameron in the field last year who finished second.
Rory?
One other Rory. Rory Sabatini.
Oh, I should have known that.
How much more time do I have?
However much you want. I just didn't want to take too much of your time.
Martin.
There are several other Martins. It seemed to be a common name in the 60s.
Oh.
Patrick?
You're trying to trigger me. Patrick Cantlay has played.
No, he said Padraig.
No, Padraig.
Oh, yes. Yes. Padraig Harrington is the only player to ever named Padraig ever in a major. Well,
there's
done.
Six more?
One. Well, so Tiger's off the list. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 more.
I got too much to do to sit here and rack my brain. So just say the other names.
Keegan.
It's my guy.
Bubba. That was an easy one.
Yeah, that's a bad job. Bad miss from us.
VJ. Chara. Francesco. That was a sleeper.
Yeah.
Bryson and Brooks.
All right. Frankie Red Sauce out there doing it. That was a great one, head-to-head with Tiger. Among others.
I watched the Bjorn shots from the bunker roll right back to him.
The one where Ben Curtis won?
Oh, God.
Thomas. Oh,
that was just awful. And everybody hates 17 now because it's new, except Koepka. He likes it. That's what I learned.
That's a short par three, and it's that those bunkers are going to get some play from what I can tell.
136, so that's going to come down to the wire on Sunday. Don't mess up 17 and 18.
30. You better get the weight right, as they say. All right. Gordo, we'll be texting. We'll be tweeting. You know where to find them.
We'll be sweating.
Nah, you're good.
This is our last head-to-head bet, too, for the spring.
Again, he has like 19 players. If they win the major, I have to get him new golf clubs. And if Cantlay wins, who
he has to shave his head?
He just has irrational hatred for. By the way, how about the RNA putting Koepka
and Cantlay
and Matsuyama?
Love it.
Sneaky sense of humor, RNA. Love it, love it, love it. Open championship season. Enjoy the golf. Go get him, Gordo. We'll be back at some point. Probably not going to be for a while because there's no other major for me to have to come on with Gordo to release double hammers on. So we'll see you when we see you somewhere down the line. Happy summer. Be safe.